Pasuk Zayin, Perek Gimel Pasuk Zayin, Rabbi. Al tihi chacham beinecha yiras Hashem v'sor meira. Al tihi chacham beinecha lamar al sisrei Torah, al sisrei taimei Torah, v'tomar matzasi chachma v'lo ekoshel. Ki mi lanu gadol mishlomo ha-melech alav ha-shalom. A person shouldn't think that mitzvahs, rachmana litzlan, are ever dispensable or replaceable instruments and means to an end. And as long as a person has a legitimate alternate way to achieve that same end, that he can, he's not obligated in the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs are absolutely binding. That's true kashel atzmo, and it's also true that a person will never really fully know or fully understand. Even the Arizal, even Rav Shimon bar Yochai, don't fully understand the sisrei taimei Torah. Rak yiras Hashem kodem shetava aveira, tira melefonav v'lo ta'asa u'shvo yitzucha hara. The antidote to the Yetzer Hara, which we all have urges, instincts, which can point us in the direction of Avera. So the antidote to that is Yiras Hashem, is Yiras Shamayim. A Moshe Lamad Ova Dome. Let's say a person is taking a very, very important exam. It's an entrance exam to some program, some school that he's long wanted to pursue, and he's not adequately prepared. So he has a strong yetzahara to cheat, and a yetzahara that he would succumb to. But he looks around and he sees that the proctor is watching him, eagle-eyed, and watching him the whole time. So that fear of the proctor and the fact that his cheating won't go unnoticed, and that he's gonna, and therefore it can't succeed, and he'll suffer the consequences. So that is going to inhibit any yetzer, it's going to suppress and break any yetzer that he has. The sur meira v'im chashalta b'avonecha tira losur meira v'asei tshuva. Presumably, when the Gaon tells us that sur meira refers to doing tshuva, sur meira in the sense of the person has already become enmeshed in the ra as a result of chet and is moving away from it, as opposed to moving away from it preventively, is contextual. Let's say in the Pasuk in Tillim, part of the Shabbos Dig of Psuke de Zimma, Sor Meira Vasei Tov. So the Pashtus is that Sor Meira means be Mekai Mitzvahs Los Asei, and Asei Tov means be Mekai Mitzvahs Asei. So here, Mestama the Gaon means Sor Meira, that it contextually, coming after Yiras Hashem, which refers to avoiding Chet in the first place, so then Sor Meira contextually means to do tshuva. V'im kashalta b'avanecha tira losu meira v'asei tshuva. V'heim neged chochma u'bina. K'mo shenema hein yiras Hashem hi chochma. Yiras Hashem is associated with chochma. In the sense that chochma is foundational, right? Bina builds upon, elaborates, analyzes chochma, but the chochma is foundational. So too, Yiras Hashem is foundational. V'sor meira bina ulamalo amma b'chol drachecho de'ehu shehu hadas harei chochma bina v'das. Let's perhaps one more pasuk ches. Rifus tehi l'sharecha v'shikri la'atzmo secha. We'll see in a minute how the Gaon translates the word shavecha. Hasur meva shehi ha-tshuva of the previous pasuk, tiye refua liv sarecha, right? For your flesh, for you, for your flesh. So the Gaon understands shavecha the same as bisarecha. The Mefarshim, if you take a look at the Mikros Gedolos, Mishlei, so the Mefarshim say that Sharecha is tabor, meaning navel. But the Gaon understands it in a broader sense. K'mo sh'nema v'shav v'rafalo. V'shikoi, shikoi is marrow, bone marrow. V'shikoi v'atzmo secha, hi hayira, shehi mitzvah seseh. Atzomos heim hagidim, v'habosor hu min hagidim. L'chein habosor shehu sharecha hu neged lo sasei, v'atzmosacha neged mitzvah sasei. Well, we now come back to other elements of the Gaon's comment here. I hope tomorrow we now do it, Hashem. But just for one comment for today, the Gemara in Kiddushin that the Gaon is quoting, that Yashav lo'ava avera is chishav alav ki'ilu asa mitzvah v'yitol schar mitzvah. So the Gaon seems to understand, like the Rambam in Perush HaMishnayos and Avos, that the same way a person is mekayim a mitzvah when he actively fulfills a mitzvah's essay. When he puts on tefillin, he's actively being mekayim a mitzvah's essay. There's a kiyam a mitzvah for which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives schar. So too, when opportunity presents itself and the person does not engage in a mitzvah's essay, so that too is considered a kiyam a mitzvah, in quotation marks, an active kiyam a mitzvah, for which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives schar. It doesn't mean, echveis, that when I'm sleeping, that I'm racking up schar for not eating behemot tmeya and not eating of tameh, etc. But what it means is, when a person is in a context, in a situation, at a time, where the lo saseh does present itself, where a person could, again, leaving Torah aside in that sense, otherwise could they engage in a mitzvah lo sase, so then that is considered a kiyam ha-mitzvah. The Maharal disagrees with that. The Maharal thinks that not doing a lo sase isn't a kiyam ha-mitzvah. Obviously, doing the lo sase is an aveira, but the passive abstention is not a kiyam ha-mitzvah, and the pshat l'gemara kiddushin is that a person only gets schar to whatever tsa'ar may have been involved in avoiding the lo sase. But the Gaon clearly understood the Gemara like the Rambam. Okay, we'll stop here. B'li neder etz Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning at 9. Have a very, very good day, Rabbi Sai. A good, productive day. Everyone should be well, be safe, Bezos Hashem.